For America has a thousand lights and weathers, and we walk the streets. We walk the streets forever. We walk the streets of life alone. It is the place of the howling winds, the hurrying of the leaves in old October, the hard, clean, falling to earth of acorns. Place of the storm-tossed moaning of the wintry mountainside, where the young men cry out in their throats and feel a savage vigor, the rude, strong energies. A place also where the trains cross rivers. It is a fabulous country, the only fabulous country. It is one place where miracles not only happen, but where they happen all the time. It is a place of exultancy and strong joy, the place of the dark and brooding air, the smell of snow. It is the place of all the fierce, the bitten colors in October, when all the wild, sweet woods flame up. It is also the place of the cider press and the last brown oozings of the Ark Imperials. It is the place of lovely girls with good jobs and husky voices who will buy a round of drinks. It is the place where the women with fine legs and silken underwear lie in the Pullman berth below you. It is a place of the dark green snore, the Pullman cars, and the voices in the nighttime in Virginia. It is a place where great boats are baying at the harbor's mouth, where great ships are putting out to sea. It is a place where great boats are blowing in the Gulf of Night, and where the river, the dark and secret river full of strange time, is forever flowing by us to the sea. The tugs keep baying in the river at 12 o'clock. The Berengar moans. Her lights slide gently past the piers beyond 11th Street, and in the night a tall tree falls in old Catawba there in the hills of home. It is a place of autumnal moons hung low and orange at the frosty edges of the pines. It is a place of frost and silence and the clean, dry shocks and the opulence of enormous pumpkins of yellow and hard, dotted earth. It is a place of a stir and feathery stumble of the hens upon their roosts, of frosty, broken barking of the dogs. Great barn shapes and solid shadows in the running sweep of the moon-whited countryside, a wailing whistle of fast express. It is a place of flares and steamings on the tracks, and the sweet and bob and tottering dance of lanterns in the yard. It is a place of dings and nellings, and a sudden glare of mighty engines over sleeping faces in the night. It is a place of the terrific web and spread and smoldering, the distant glare of Philadelphia and the solid rumble of the sleepers. It is also the place where the Transcontinental Limited is stroking 80 miles an hour across the continent. Small, dark towns whip by like bullets. There's only the fan-like stroke of the secret, immense, and lonely earth again. I have foreseen this picture many times. I will buy passage on that fast express. It is a place of wild and exultant winter's morning and the wind with powdery snow that has been howling all night long. It is the place of solitude and the branches of spruce and hemlock piled with snow. It is a place where the fall river boats are tethered to the wharf and the wild gray snow of furious sacred storm-whited morning whips across them. It is a place of the lodge by the frozen lake and the sweet breath and the amorous flesh of sinful woman. It is a place of the tragic and lonely beauty of New England. It is a place of the red barn and the sound of the stable hooves and the bright tatters of old circus posters. It's a place of the immense and pungent smell of breakfast, country sausages and the ham and eggs, the smoking wheat cakes and the fragrant coffee and the lone hunters in the frosted thickets who whistle to their lop-eared hounds. Where is old Dr. Ballard now with all his dogs? He yelled that they were sacred, that the souls of all the dear lost dead went into them. His youngest sister soul sat on the seat beside him, and she had long ears and her eyes were sad. 24 of his other cherished dead tried around the buggy as he went up a hill past home, and that was 11 years ago. When I was 9 years old, I stared gravely out of the window of my father's house, old Dr. Ballard. It is a place of a straight stare and the cold white bellies and the buried lust of the lovely Boston girls. It is a place of the ripe, blameless blondes with tender lips and flower smell and of girls with shapely arms who stand on ladders picking oranges. It's also the place where large, slow-bodied girls from Kansas City with big legs and milky flesh are sent east to school by the rich fathers, and there are also immense and lovely girls with a grip of passionate burr. They have such names as Nielsen, Lunkus, and Jorgensen Brand. I'll go up and down the country and back and forth across the country, and the great trains that thunder over America go out west where states are square. I'll go to Boise and Helena, Albuquerque. I'll go to Montana, the two Dakotas, the unknown places. It is a place of violence, sudden death, of the fast shots in the night, the club of the Irish cop, and the smell of brains and blood upon the pavement. It is a place of small-town killings and the men that shoot the lovers of their wives. It is a place where the Negroes slash with razors and the hillmen killing the mountain meadows. It is a place of the ugly drunks and the snarling voices of foul-mouthed men who want to fight. It is a place of loud word, of foolish boast, of violent threat. It is also a place of deadly little men with white faces and eyes of reptiles who kill quickly and casually in the dark. It is lawless land that feeds on murder. Did you know the two Lippy girls? He asked. Yes, I said. They lived in Beltburn by the river, and one of them was drowned in the flood. She was a cripple, and she wheeled herself along in a chair. She was strong as a bull, that's a girl, he said. It is a place of the crack athletes and the runners who limber up in March. It's a place of the 10-second men, the great jumpers and vaulters. It's a place where spring comes, and young birch trees have white and tender barks, and the fall of the earth, the feathery smoke of the trees. It's a place of the burst of grass and bud, the wild and sudden tenderness of the wilderness, and the crews out on the river, and the coaches coming down behind them, and the motorboats, the surgeons rolling out behind when they're gone with heavy, sudden wash. It's a place of the baseball players, and the easy lob, the soft spring smackings of the glove and mitt, and the crack of the bat. It's a place of the great batters, fielders, and pitchers, the nigger boys and the white, drawling shirt sleeve men, and the bleachers, and the resinous smell of old worn wood. It's a place of Rube Waddell, the mighty untamed and ill-fated pitcher when his left arm is swinging like a lash. It's a place of the fighters, crafty Jewish lightweights, and the mauling Italians, Leonard, Tandler, Rocky Kansas, and Dundee. Is the place where the champion looks over his rival's shoulder with a bored expression. I shall wake at morning in a foreign land thinking I heard a horse in one of the streets of home. It's a place where they like to win always and boast back their victories. It's a place of quick money and sudden loss. It's a place of mile-long freights with a strong, solid clanking, heavy loneliness at night, and of the silent freight of cars that curve away among the raw, piney desolations, the promise of new lands and unknown distances, a huge, identical gape of emptiness. It's a place where the bums come singly from the woods at sunset, the huge stillness of the water tower, the fading light, the rails secret and alive, trembling with the oncoming train. It's a place of the great tramps, Oklahoma Red, Fargo Pete, and the Jersey Dutchman who grab fast rattlers for the western shores. It's a place of old blown bums come up in the October skirls of dust and wind and crumpled newspapers and bag with canned heat on their breasts. Help old McGuire. McGuire's a good guy, kid. You're not so tough, kid. McGuire's your pal, kid. About McGuire? McGuire. It's a place of pool room players and the drugstore boys and the town whore paramour, tough town drivers. A place where they go to the woods on Sunday and get up among the laurel and dogwood bushes and the rhododendron blossoms. Place of cheap hotels and kids who wait with chattering lips when a nigga goes to get them their first woman. It's a place of the drunken college boys spend the old man's money and wear fur coats to football games. It's a place of lonely, lovely girls up north who have rich fathers and the beautiful wives, businessmen. The train broke down somewhere beyond Manassas and I went forward along the tracks with all the other passengers. What's the matter, I said to the engineer. The eccentric strap is broken, son, he said. It was a very cold day, windy, full of sparkling sun. This was the farthest north I'd ever been, and I was 12 years old. On my way to Washington to see Woodrow Wilson inaugurated. Later, I could not forget the face of the engineer and the words, eccentric strap. It is a place of immense and lonely earth, a place of fat ears and abundance, where grow cotton, corn, wheat, the wine red apples of October, and the good tobacco. It's a place that's savage and cruel, but it's also the innocent place. It's a wild, lawless place. Vital earth is soaked with the blood of the murdered men, with the blood of the countless murdered men, with the blood of the unavenged and unremembered murdered men, but it's also the place of child and laughter, where the young men are torn apart with ecstasy and cry out in their throats with joy, where they hear the howl of the wind and the rain, the smell of thunder and the soft, numb spitting of the snow, where they're drunk with the bite and sparkle of the air, and mad with the solar energy, where they believe in love and victory, and think they could never die. It's a place where you come up through Virginia on the great trains in the nighttime and rumble slowly across the wide Potomac, see the morning sunlight on the nation's dome in Washington, where the fat man shaving in the Pullman washroom grunts. What's this? What's this we're coming to? Washington? Thin man glancing out of the window says, Yep, this is Washington. That's what it is, all right. You getting off here? And we're at Fat Man Grunt's Who May Now. I'm going on to Baltimore. His place we get off at Baltimore and find your brother waiting. Where's my father sleeping on the land? Buried, dead these 7 years. Forgotten or rotten in the ground. Held by his own great stone. No, no. Will I say father when I come to him? And will he call me son? Oh, no, he'll never see my face. We'll never speak except to say. It is place of the fast approach. A hot, blind, smoky passage of the tragic, lonely beauty of New England, the web of Boston, the place of the mighty station there, and the engines passing great cats, and straight, dense plumes of engine smoke, the acrid and exciting smell of trains and stations, and the man swarm passing ever in its million-footed weft, the smell of the sea and harbors, and the thought of voyages, and the place of the goat cry, the strong joy of our youth, the magic city. When we knew the most fortunate life on earth would certainly be ours, that we were 20 and could never die. And always America is the place of the deathless and raptured moments, the eye that looked, the mouth that smiled and vanished, and the word, the stone, the leaf, the door we never found and never have forgotten. And these are the things that we remember of America. For we have known all our thousand lights and weathers, we walk the streets forever. Walking streets of life alone.